Welcome to the Human Flourishing Project. I'm your host, Alex Epstein. Today's topic is an exploration of expectations. And usually on this show, I'm sharing some idea or practice that I have some level of mastery over and that I'm confident, if applied correctly, will really contribute to your life, to your flourishing. And today I want to take a different approach. I want to share a topic that I definitely struggle with that I'm really hoping that you, the audience, have some recommendations on. And this is the issue of how to set expectations. I've been thinking about this the past couple weeks, and in particular the past couple days, and one of the genesis, I don't know if that's the right term, but you know, one point of genesis for this is noticing that sometimes with work, although I think expectations apply to everything, I know they do, but sometimes with work, I notice that the phenomenon that my best days will follow my worst days. And then also, I'll talk about it in a minute, my worst days sometimes follow my best days. And I've been noticing this. So for example, I would have a few Saturdays ago, actually, I had one of the most painful work days I can remember. It's painful just to think about. And it was just one where I felt like I could not make progress on this thing. I was working on my book, and there's just a part of it, and I just felt like I was going in circles, and even my usual tricks weren't working, and it was hard to even define what I was confused about, and it was just a mess. And then, you know, toward the end of that day, I had the wisdom to sort of try to formulate some questions, or have actually one of my colleagues, Don Watkins, look at it and ask what he thought of it. So to get an outside perspective, and that helped me not be so bothered about it. And then, but what I found was later in that day, because I like to stop working. These days I work writing-wise about 6 to 1, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then I usually stop after that, and so that's helpful to just get a break from it. And then I went and hung out with some friends, and then I found the next morning I had a really good day, and a lot of that stuff seemed to come into focus. And then today I was noticing, I experienced my morning as less enjoyable than I would expect it to be, particularly because I made some pretty good progress. And then yesterday I noticed, I had a really good day. And I was noticing with all of these that the issue of expectations seems to be there. And in particular, if I take yesterday and today, I think part of what happened yesterday was I expected it to be difficult. And it was a little bit easier than I expected. I made more progress than I expected. Whereas today, I thought, I made all this progress yesterday, so it'll be pretty straightforward today. And then guess what? I ran into some difficulties and I was blindsided by them. And I think what was happening that Saturday, two Saturdays ago, was a kind of similar thing. I think I had had some really positive experiences before then, and it seemed like, now I'm really going to get this right. And then I ran into some, obstacles, seemingly big obstacles. They ended up not being as big as I thought, and then it was really hard on me. So there's a lot going on here, because there's a lot one could say psychologically about, you know, what's going on with me, and there could be things that are problematic with the way I'm approaching it, but I want to focus on what I'm really interested in is the positive of how to set expectations. And but just to say a little bit more about what I think the negative is. So I think it's something like the feeling when the expectation I think that is going on that's problematic is when I say this should be easy, and should I'm being deliberate about, which is not, a lot of people psychologically don't consider that a good word, and I think for good reason, but it's this feeling of, this should be easy. And then when it's difficult or when some obstacle comes up, then the feeling is this should be easier than it is. And what does that mean? This should be easier than it is. Well, if it should be, then that means something should be different. And what is that? Well, it's easy to say, it's me. Like, it's either I'm approaching it wrong and I should be approaching it a different way, even if I don't know even if this is the best way I know, I can feel insecure about that. Or it can be a deeper kind of thing, like, well, maybe I just don't have the ability for this. Maybe I'm not cut out for it. You know, if there was somebody smarter doing this, he would do it better. You know, those kinds of things. Like, this should be easier than it is. And there's something off about that. And I'm going to just give a couple more examples of just how I've experience this feeling of, oh, this should be easier than it is, and expecting it to be easy, and how that can throw people, and certainly it can throw me. And I'm not saying it's inevitable that it'll throw you as much as it's thrown me, but I still think it's good to think about what's the right conscious view of expectations. So I remember when in 2011, I was doing my first debate ever over fossil fuels, and I was debating with a guy from Greenpeace, and I wanted to do a mock debate. So I mentioned Don Watkins earlier, who now works for me, but we worked together. No, we weren't working together at the time, but we had worked together for a long time. And so I set up a debate with him, and I expected that, well, this is going to be pretty straightforward, because I know a lot more about these issues than he does. And I considered myself more of a kind of debater than he was. And then I remember he came out, and man, he was prepared. And he just impersonated a Greenpeace person. And he had these arguments, and I just didn't know what to say. But it really bothered me. And it wasn't just that, oh, wow, here are some arguments I need a better answer to. It's I just felt like, oh, this should be easy. What's wrong? There's something going wrong. And so there was a psychological layer added to the challenge of it. It wasn't just, oh, here's a challenge, this will be interesting to work on, or let's make the best of it. It was that challenge combined with the feeling of, oh, wow, there's something wrong with me, that this isn't easy, and I expected it to be easy. And while I'm disclosing painful experiences with this issue, I think I have to say that with the book I've been working on, the update of my book, The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels, or the new version, this issue of expectation seems like it's been really a challenge for me, because I remember when I started, I kind of had the expectation, well, this will be easy to update, and here's the kind of reasoning for it. Well, you know, I wrote it already, and I wrote it quickly. You know, I was able to finish it in about 6 months. And so I was able to do that quickly. And now I've learned so much since then, and I know a lot about these issues. And so, yeah, it should be really straightforward for me to just update this. And even having a high ambition for it, I just thought, yeah, this will be pretty straightforward. Not that it'll be instantaneous, but yeah, you know, in X number of months, I should be able to make something dramatically better. And then that definitely didn't happen. Part of it was I had new ambitions for it. And part of it is that, you know, those new ambitions, I didn't have all of the knowledge necessary, not even close, to make it what I wanted to make it. So I picked something really difficult. But it was the more I thought of it, and the more I have thought of it as, oh, this should be easy and it's difficult, that can cause a lot of turmoil. Versus saying, well, no, this is going to be, if you want to do something like this, you think it's worth it, that's great, but this is going to be challenging. And I think an idea I'm thinking about is just the idea that anything I'm motivated to do is going to be challenging in predictable ways and in unpredictable ways. And so in advance of a project, I should think about the predictable ways, but part of it is also thinking about, okay, what are the not what are they necessarily, but there will be unpredictable ways in which the thing is going to be challenging. And so I'm just noticing that, wow, this is such an issue going into a day with the expectation that it's going to be easy, if that's really the expectation. There's something very off about that expectation. And I think part of the temptation of the expectation is that easy days, so to speak, happen, and there's something nice about them. There's something nice about, particularly if I'm accomplishing something, it's not just easy day watching TV, but I make some real progress. And so, for example, yesterday I did an interview, or I participated on a show, and some of you may have heard of this because it's a pretty popular YouTube channel called Jubilee, where they have people from different kinds of controversial views express their views and talk to one another. And I I did this, and I had no expectations for how it was going to go, and I didn't really prepare, and I thought it might be just a total debacle, and I didn't think I would do particularly well or particularly badly. I just thought, okay, well, I'm going to try to do this. And it ended up, and I was even a little nervous at the beginning, but it sort of after a few seconds, I just felt like, oh, this is fun. And it ended up being enjoyable, and I have no idea how it'll turn out because they edit it, although I'll make sure I have a transcript of my own answers. But it's, you know, that was something where, oh, that was kind of easy. And that felt like, oh, wow, I'm able to perform well, and I'm benefiting from all this hard work I've done in the past. It wasn't something that was a lot of heavy lifting in the moment. And those, it is, I mean, I think no doubt if you've achieved any kind of mastery, it can be really fun to exercise that mastery in a kind of effortless way. But I don't think you can have it where that's satisfying as a consistent thing, because part of the reward of that's involved in mastery is overcoming the challenges. And the challenges are a really fun part of it, but they're a fun part of it if the challenges are exciting. If I think about it as, oh well, I don't know what's coming up. Or maybe I know this is coming up, but I don't know this other thing, and it's exciting to think about, oh wow, what's this going to be? And one way I think of it is, how clever can I be in overcoming this challenge? And that's one way I'm thinking of framing it, although I want definitely ideas and recommended reading from the audience. And because what I'm really trying to get at is what's a good way to approach expectations? And I'm sure that there's some good stuff on this. I mean, I'm sure that some people will say, we'll just have no expectations about anything. And maybe there's a way of holding that that's really useful. You know, people say expect the unexpected. I don't really know exactly how to apply that. There is probably something to zero expectation in terms of a given day or a given moment. I mean, maybe it's saying something like, well, I may make zero progress today, besides learning new wrong ways of doing things. So it's interesting to kind of think about what's a good way to have expectations on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour basis versus having long-term expectations. And is it that you have an expectation that if you follow a process, then long-term good results will happen? And then how does that relate to the issue of deadlines? So there are all sorts of really interesting issues connected to expectations. And I definitely have more questions than answers, but I'm going to keep thinking of answers, and I really hope that all of you share answers. So the broadest question is, what are good principles or practices for setting expectations? And maybe I'll add to that, such that we can enjoy life's inevitable challenges. And, you know, it's not just even inevitable challenges. So we can really enjoy taking on the ambitious challenges that we seek out versus feeling bad about ourselves that they are sometimes so challenging. So very interested in your thoughts on this. So one way you can share thoughts is on Facebook. So if you go to facebook.com/humanflourishingproject, you can join the discussion there or start the discussion there and share any ideas or recommended reading or other content you have about expectations. You can also email me at alex@alexepstein.com. And also, this is not exactly related to that, but if you want regular updates on the show, then go to humanflourishingproject.com and sign up for the mailing list. So that's it for this week. That was a brief exploration of expectations, and I'm very eager to know, what do you think are good principles or practices for setting expectations? Hope you enjoyed this week's episode and it was at least thought-provoking. I'll be back probably in 2 weeks. Until then, I'm Alex Epstein. This has been the Human Flourishing Project.